The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.
رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in Silsila Soul of Iman, Soul of our faith, that is the personality of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, today, the topic we're going to discuss in our silsila and program, that is Mu'jizati Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Miracles, they are associated with the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Before we proceed ahead towards the main topic, let's do a few good intentions, because it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions, and you're not rewarded unless you make a good intention before performing any permissible or a good work. I make an intention that I will deliver this silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you can make an intention that you will listen from start till end for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever you learn, you will remember it, you will act upon, and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The one who recites 50 times durood upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, will include one na'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which includes many miracles of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, please join us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Salli ala نبينا صلي على محمد صلي على شفيعنا صلي على محمد عمد مصطفى هوئي
Yeah. جب صفا آتی ہے تیبا
یکسر
جب جب
سبحان الله سبحان الله. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we are sitting here, inshallah, we'll be discussing about the mu'jizat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, miracles of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we are in the ummah of that prophet who is jami'ul mu'jizat, alhamdulillah. Other prophets, they were given different mu'jizat separately, but Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam, he was given the complete mu'jizat which were given to the other prophets and rusul and anbiya, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him the more mu'jizat, more khasais, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, you will see a very little glimpse of a few of them inshaAllah azza wa jal, because we cannot comprehend all of them, subhanAllah. There are many, many, many mighty Islamic brothers, mu'jizat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is jami'ul mu'jizat, alhamdulillah. The Islamic brothers, when we talk about the other prophets, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave them different mu'jizat, at different levels to the different prophets. As it has been beautifully said, Husn Yusuf dami Isa yad bayza dari. Husn Yusuf دم عیسیٰ ید بیضا داری آنچ خوبا ہما دارند تو تنہا داری. سبحان اللہ. سیدنا یوسف علی نبینا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام was given the beauty, and سیدنا عیسیٰ علی نبینا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام was given the معجزہ that he could give life to the dead ones, he would give cure to the people they were having leprosy, and سبحان اللہ, the born blind, he could give them eyesight. But subhanallah, many Islamic brothers, Hazrat Musa ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was given the staff, and he performed many mu'jizat from that. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, they were given separately. But Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam is jami'ul mu'jizat. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, from today's discussion, you will be able to know that how beautifully Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam were given the mu'jizat in detail, inshaAllah. Ammar bhai, we would like to start from you. Let's talk about the mu'jizat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, as you mentioned, we are fortunate, we the ummati and the followers of the greatest of all prophets alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. And the scholars have stated that our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was every other prophet that was granted miracles. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam either granted a miracle at least exactly the same as the previous prophets, or something even greater than that. And then there are some things that are totally exclusive to our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when we look through the books of ahadith, one beautiful narration that we find, one beautiful waqia that we find, one beautiful incident that we find, which is the splitting of the moon. And this was something that the disbelievers, when they asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a sign for his prophethood, and he then made dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal, and through his signaling, the moon split into two. And many people witnessed that. Many people witnessed that when they were even asked from other areas, and they said, yes, we saw the moon split. So this is, the scholars, they say that this miracle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something that only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done. No other prophet has had this honor and has been granted this miracle. This is an exclusive miracle of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with a lot of other miracles, mashallah. So alhamdulillah, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was granted miracles, and as we say, from head to toe, he is a miracle himself.
Allah ki sar taba qadam shan hai ye. Allah ki sar taba qadam shan hai ye. Insaan nahi insaan, wo insaan hai ye. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the shan of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from head to toe. Insaan nahi insaan, like Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there is no other human. Insaan nahi insaan, wo insaan hai ye. He is such a human, subhanallah, such a bashar, there is no other bashar like رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. قرآن تو ایمان بتاتا ہے انہیں. قرآن says Knowledge is the faith. But Iman ye kehta hai meri jaan hai ye. But subhanallah, when Iman speaks, he says, he is soul of Iman. That's the topic of our Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And the Islamic brothers, we're talking about Mu'jizati Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ji, Wasim bhai.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Muslimin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When we talk about miracle, معجزه of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we need to understand that miracle, the معجزه from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his Nabi, is a proof of his prophethood,
subhanallah,
is a proof of his nubuwwah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants miracle معجزه to the Nabi according to the circumstances and according to the wisdom and intellect of his people, of his nation, so that the miracle that the Nabi performs, the Prophet performs, it becomes a dalil, a proof for the prophethood of that Nabi, the Prophet, upon his nation.
Right.
For example, as you beautifully mentioned regarding Sayyidina Musa Kaleemullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, at his time, people, they were at the peak of magic. Magic was so common in that nation. So Allah Azza wa Jal blessed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with the miracle of staff and yadeh beza.
Subhanallah.
And after looking at that miracle, the biggest, the prominent magicians who had very big name in this field, they went into prostration, into sajda, and they embraced faith upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Similarly, in the time of Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, people, they had excelled in the field of medical.
Medicine.
They had developed such cures for such diseases that people were completely, completely astounded. They were shocked. They were really impressed with them. Then Allah Azza wa Jal granted the miracle to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam of curing people from leprosy and granting eyes to those who were born blind.
Subhanallah.
As well as resurrecting the dead people.
Subhanallah.
Seeing this, the biggest of the doctors of that time, they were shocked. They were speechless. And they embraced faith upon Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with miracles, with mu'jizat, according to the need of the time, according to the circumstances that they exist, and according to the wisdom and intellect of the people. Because that's what they have excelled in, that's what they're boasting upon. Then the Nabi, he has more power into that field than them. Similarly, when it comes to our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he's the prophet of all the prophets.
Subhanallah.
He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comprises of all the qualities, of all the mu'jizat, of all the previous prophets, as well as various other qualities and mu'jizat as beautifully mentioned earlier. Now, obviously, the teachings that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam brought, they were the crux, the essence of all the teachings that previous prophets alayhi wa sallam, they brought with them, and they propagated. So now, Allah azza wa jal blessed him with all the miracles of the previous prophets, as well as further more miracles which were exclusive to him, as mashallah Ammar bhai just mentioned. And when we look at all these incidents, all these waqiyat, all these mu'jizat, we come to know the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not only in terms of mu'jizat, not only in terms of miracles, but also in terms of the status he alayhi salatu wasalam holds being the prophet of all the prophets. That even prophets, they don't obviously, there are many such khasa'is, such qualities, such mu'jizat, which are exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned in the narration of Shakkul Qamar, where the moon was split into two. And that also, if we look at the people, the disbelievers of Quraysh at that time, why did they ask for this miracle? If we ask this question, why did they ask for this miracle? Because, ma'adallah, they started to say that Ma'adullah Summa Ma'adullah Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam performs magic. And people start coming into his whispers, Ma'adullah. So, Abu Jahl, he called the leader of Yemen, whose name was Habib ibn Malik. He called him to come and help him to stop people from embracing Islam. So Islam can be weakened and people don't come into the fold of Islam. And they collectively, they came to the conclusion that, okay, because Ma'adullah, they used to say that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam performs magic upon the hearts of people. That's why they get attracted towards Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. So they asked, they collectively asked Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam to perform this miracle because magic cannot be casted upon moon.
Subhanallah.
So when they asked this miracle to be performed in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, then obviously when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam performed this miracle, they again were speechless. They couldn't say anything because no magician can perform such a magic. And it was a testifying mu'jizah of prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that no one could deny the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after this miracle.
SubhanAllah, and as we discussed the topic of mu'jizat, the miracles that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted, it automatically shows the authority that he was also granted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Without, I mean, when we're discussing the miracles, automatically we're starting to see the authority that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted to his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we'll hear inshallah, the silsila goes on. For example, authority even upon the trees, upon the skies, upon the animals, upon people, everywhere, mashallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed his Mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this authority. And as you've mentioned that each prophet was given a miracle that was in accordance with the needs of that time. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came at such a time where poetry and eloquence and literature was at a peak.
Yes.
So the Arabs, they were really proud of their speech. They were really, you could say, to the extent that a non-Arab was called an ajami. Yes. Ajami meaning somebody who cannot even speak, a mute. So he does not even have a tongue. So in that sense, they were saying that the entire world in front of us is mute.
Yes.
The way we speak, the way we communicate, the way we can deliver our message, nobody else can do that. So at that time, Allah Azza wa Jalla granted the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam the Holy Quran, where nobody could match the beauty, the linguistic beauty of the Holy Quran, along with the news of the unseen that the Holy Quran gave. And alhamdulillah, this is such a miracle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it has lived throughout time and will continue to live till the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
And this is also something, a speciality of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we look at the other rusul, the other anbiya ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, they were given miracles, but their miracles were limited to their time frame, their timeline. But the Holy Quran is such a miracle that even after the physical departure of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it continues to live on until the day of judgment.
And I would like to elaborate onto this point. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, SubhanAllah, what a beautiful point. I'jaz al-Quran. The Quran itself is a living miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Yes, as it has been mashallah explained by the Muballighin of Dawat Islami, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had given mu'jizat according to the time, according to the circumstances, and whatever was required and needed at that time, that mu'jiza was given. There are so many mu'jizat which were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From head to toe, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's hair is mu'jiza. Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam's la'ab dahan is mu'jiza. Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam's badan is mu'jiza. Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam's blessed hands are mu'jiza. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed sweat, pasina Mubarak is mu'jizat. Dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, there are so many other mu'jizat we'll be talking about today, inshallah.
One more thing to briefly add about the glorious Quran, whilst we're still on the topic, is that when we look at the previous anbiya, the books that were revealed upon them, only the anbiya were those that memorized those books. They were the only hafaz, they were the only hafiz. But when it comes to the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it easy to memorize.
Subhanallah.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, look at the beauty of the Quran. It is unmatchable in terms of its linguistic beauty, but at the same time, it is easy to memorize. And to the extent that till this day and age, even young kids as young as 10 years old, or even sometimes younger, sometimes slightly older, at their teens, they memorize this book, they memorize the entire Holy Quran. And sometimes what happens, especially in the subcontinent, in the Asian communities, the child actually does not understand what he's reading. And you try to get a child to memorize a book that he does not understand, he's going to have a real tough time. But look at the beauty of the Quran, that the child can still memorize the entire book even though he does not understand what is said. But alhamdulillah, even if we do not understand, but we recite the Holy Quran, we still obtain the blessings of the Holy Quran. However, we should try to go ahead and try to also understand the Holy Quran. So this is something for us as well, to judge our connection with the Holy Quran, to judge our connection with this message that has been delivered to us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, within Dawat Islami, we get these opportunities through the means of Madrasatul Madina, either for the youngsters or Madrasatul Madina Balighan for the elderly as well. Alhamdulillah. So this is something for us to be judging this connection by. And the Quran has its own sweetness, has its own attraction, to the extent that Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala in his Tafsir Kabir has mentioned a beautiful, beautiful narration. The summary of it is that the Quran has such sweetness, and in particular the recitation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that amazing and beautiful voice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that even Abu Jahl and other leaders of the tribes of the of Quraysh, they would secretly go at night and listen to the recitation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sweetness and the impact and the effect that the recitation of the Holy Quran has. So we should also make a habit to recite it in our homes, and inshallah that will be a means of blessings descending upon us.
We were talking about the mu'jiza itself, the Quran. When Quran was there, those fusaha, you see, those people, they were eloquent. They were really stunned after seeing the Quran, ayat bayyinat. They were surprised that, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam it is. And the words they would say, you see, they used to be a fair in Makkatul Mukarrama. And the poets, they used to come and they used to display their poetry in front on the wall of the Kaaba Sharif. And the other poets would come and they would read the kalam and they would praise whoever has written that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajahu al-kareem in the surah of Suratul Kawthar. Now look at this beauty of this surah, and what is the wazan and everything, it is there, isn't it? Subhanallah. And itself, when you go into the meaning, that is different detail. And somebody who himself understands the language and who is linguistic and who is himself a poet, he would understand what kalam it is. When those people, they would read this surah, they would say, La kalam al-bashar, La kalam al-bashar. This was the word they would go, pass and read. This is the ijaz of Quran. This is the mu'jiza of Quran. Even those fusaha, they were proud in their balaghat, in fasahat, in eloquency. They had to say, this kalam is not a kalam of bashar. Definitely, it is kalam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Tere aage yu hai, dabe lache, fusaha arab ke, bade bade.
Tere aage yun hai dabe lache fusha arab ke bade bade tere aage yun hai dabe lache fusha
point is only that you were mentioning regarding the poets of that time. They used to have competition amongst each other, who would write the better piece of poetry, and then they would praise each other. And on the same point, that they would hang the piece of poetry on the wall of Kaaba, and the other poet would come, he would praise whoever has written the beautiful piece of poetry, and then he would reply to it through another couplet of poetry, and then he would hang it on the wall of Kaaba. Similarly, there was a very famous poet of the time who captivated himself in a cave, and he would send, he would have another person who would assist him. He would go and look at the couplet on the wall of Kaaba. He would come and tell him, then he would write an answer and he would go and put it over there. In a way, he was undefeatable. He was one of the best poets, and whoever would write in response to his couplet, he would again win against them. He would again write a better piece of poetry which would go and hang on the wall of Kaaba, and obviously the other poet would get defeated. And when Surah Kawthar was placed upon Kaaba, when this was relayed to him, these three verses, then he even admitted that this is not Kalam of a Bashar.
And remember, my dear Islamic brothers, this Quran is not a poetry. That has to be understood. We are just giving you an example. What was the circumstances? What was that Iran? What was going on there? Kalam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is beyond poetry. It is very, very, very higher than anything. But Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, it has a beauty that people of Fasahat and Balaghat, they had to say, La Kalam al-Bashar. And this is the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a living miracle, and still talent is there. Nobody has yet been able to make bring a single ayah or single surah like Quran. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Let's start discussing the other mu'jizat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mabai, what would you like to add here?
As I mentioned earlier, obviously, when we look at the different aspects of the rights and authorities that the authority that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given. So one thing, a few narrations that come into mind, for example, Imam Tabarani and Imam Baihaqi have both narrated this, that Sina Ya'la bin Murra radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates that I went to with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey, and at one point the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, and all I see is a tree comes ripping through the earth, ripping through the soil, and it came and it went around the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It did the tawaf of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then it went back to its place. So he says that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up, I said to him, Ya Rasulullah, this incident took place. And our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that this was that tree who had sought permission from Allah Azza wa Jal to come and say salam to me. And Allah Azza wa Jal granted it permission. So these... this is the love, you could say as well, that even these things had, not just humans, even animals, even trees and stones, to the extent that when we look at stones themselves, Qadi Yaz rahmatullahi ta'ala writes in Shifa Sharif that whichever stone, whenever our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk upon a rough surface, upon stones, they would become soft for him. To the extent that his footprint would be placed onto that stone. This is the way. And on the other hand, when we look at our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sometimes he would be walking on sand and there'll be no footsteps. So these are the mu'jizat that our blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted. And Imam Al-Qastalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that this is not anything strange. If somebody finds it sort of difficult to comprehend, we should also look at that the Maqam Ibrahim, that stone also has the footprint of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So this kind of supports this, that this is an absolute possibility. And at this point as well, what I'd also like to add on is, when it comes to miracles, when it comes to the mu'jizat that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted to His Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, or the karamat that the awliya kiram rahimahumullah salam have been granted, these are things that are supposed to be irrational. They're supposed to be something that you cannot comprehend beyond our intellect. So if we were to try to run our intellect and understand a miracle through our intellect and just through our intellect, it could mislead a person. It could lead a person to have the wrong beliefs and the wrong aqaid. Because these means, the things that we have means. For example, if I want to go from here to another place, I might catch a taxi, I might go. You have to realize that these are means that were created by Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have to keep in mind that Allah Azza wa Jal has this power, and He grants this authority to His messengers, alayhi wassalatu wassalam. So these are things that we should not be trying to comprehend rationally, logically. There are, as I said, for example, in this case, we found a sporting ayah from the Holy Quran as well. For example, Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran, "Fihi ayatun bayyinat maqam Ibrahim." So you can find supporting evidences like this, but we should never try to kind of comprehend everything and think we can understand everything, especially when it comes to a miracle. Because a miracle by its definition is supposed to be something that's beyond comprehension.
Waseem bhai, what do you think for the another miracle of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam you would like to add here?
In terms of mu'jizat Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the miracles that beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had, we see that with the blessings of those mu'jizat, many people also embraced Islam. Many people came into the fold of Islam after looking at the miracles, mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And same was the case with Abdulul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya, the Ashiq Akbar, the unparalleled Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. What was the incident? What was the cause for him to embrace Islam, to come in the fold of Islam? It was also a mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in terms of the knowledge of unseen that Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with. There are different narrations in relation to the acceptance of Islam of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. One of the narrations is that Hazrat Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala once went on a business trip to Syria. And in that business trip, he met a religious leader. And in those days, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also saw a dream. And he relayed that dream to the religious leader that he met. And upon this, the religious leader, he asked him that, where have you come from? Because obviously Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to know the interpretation of the dream, that what this dream actually means. So that religious leader, he asked Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that where did you come from? He said that I've come from Makkah. And then he goes on to say that, what tribe do you belong to? He said, I belong to the tribe of Quraysh. And then he said, what do you do? He said, I'm a businessman. Then he, the religious leader, he said that if this dream comes true, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless a Nabi in your nation, will bless a prophet in your nation, and you will be his minister in his lifetime and his successor after his demise, after he passes away. So Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala says that I kept this news to myself. I didn't disclose this to anyone else. So this was kept just with me. So when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, announced his nabuwah, then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself relayed this dream to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. He himself mentioned this dream to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. Now, up to now, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala had not disclosed this dream to anyone. It was kept to him. It was kept to himself. But when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam announced his prophethood, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a proof mentioned this dream to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And upon this, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala says that as soon as he heard this, he embraced Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, kissed him on the forehead, and said that I bear witness that there is none worthy of Allah azza wa jal, and I bear witness upon the fact that you are the prophet of Allah azza wa jal. And after listening to after this, he says that on that day, there was after I embraced Islam, there was no one more happier than Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in entire Makkah. So if you think about it, the best of the mankind, Abdulul Bashar, best of the mankind after prophets, Ba'd al-Anbiya, after prophets, what was the reason for him embracing Islam? Was the ilmul ghaib of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was this miracle of the knowledge of unseen of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with the blessings of which he came into the fold of Islam.
Especially the knowledge of the unseen that was granted to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something that we see throughout the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One narration that is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari Sharif, that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates, Sa'ida al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila Uhud, wa ma'ahu Abu Bakr, wa Umar, wa Uthman.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he climbed onto the Mount Uhud. And who is with him? Along with him is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an. And then he says, فَرَجَفَ بِهِمْ فَضَرَبَهُ بِرِجْرِهِ. So the mountain started to shake.
Allahu Akbar. It was in Wajd, I think.
Subhanallah. So the mountain was when it started to shake,
out of joy that Rasulullah has come unto me.
Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with some of his closest companions, has blessed, all of them have blessed this mountain with their feet.
Subhanallah.
So now the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck it with his blessed heel and his blessed foot. And then he says, Usbut Uhud.
Subhanallah.
O Mount Uhud, be firm, be still. فَمَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا نَبِيٌّ أَوْ صِدِّيقٌ أَوْ شَهِيدًا. Because upon you is none other than a prophet, a siddiq, and two martyrs, two shuhada, two shahidan. So at that time, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu are both alive. All three of the companions along with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are alive. And when the scholars, they say that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he died a natural death. He left this world due to a natural cause. However, some scholars also state that the reason, the cause of the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was that he became weak out of his firaq, his separation from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically departed from this world, the body of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala started to deter and it got weaker. Yeah. And that's how he passed away. There's also the fact that he was the effect of the poison that the snake when the snake
the ulama in the class in the shaheed because of that reason as well. So yes. Give him that status of shaheed.
Subhanallah. But so on the other hand, when we look at Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, they were both martyred. They were so this is something that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said before it actually happened. So this is another mu'jiza of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his ilmul ghaib, and this is in many other narrations as well. So this is from amongst the mu'jizat of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Aur koi ghaib kya tumse niha ho bhala jab na khuda hi chuka tum pe karodon
aur koi ghaib kya tumse niha ho bhala aur koi ghaib kya tumse niha ho bhala aur koi ghaib kya aur koi ghaib kya tumse niha ho bhala خدا ہی چھپا تم پہ کروڑوں درود بعد کے بدروں تجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس و ضحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود.
What else can be hidden from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? What other ghaib, what other unseen could be hidden from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or can be hidden from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself, alim al-ghayb, alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had vision of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from his own eyes. So this is what Allah has said.
حسن و جمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا حسن و جمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا او جو کمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا حسن و جمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا ایدا سونا نبی کوئی دنیا سے آیا نہیں ایڈا سونا نبی کوئی دنیا سے آیا نہیں یار اے ہو جیا کوئی رب نے بنایا نہیں چودھویں تک جنت عرش دا تارا بس محمود دی سانو سب نالو پیارا حسن و جمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا او جو کمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا اج مترا دی بدیری کیوں دلڑی تا گنیری لو لو وچ شوق چگیری اج نینا لائیاں کیوں چھڑیاں اس صورت نو میں جانا تھا جانا تھا کہ جان جہاں نا کا سچ آکھ تے رب دی شان کا جس شان کو شان سب بنیا مکھ چک دے بدر شان شانی مکھ چک کے دل اٹ نورانی کالی زلف تے اکھ مستانی مخمور اکھی ہن مد بری سبحان اللہ ما اجمل کا لگا احسن کا لگا اکمل کا لگا کتھے مہرے علی کتھے تیری سنا گستاخ کتھے جاڑیاں حسن و جمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا او جو کمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا حسن و جمال مصطفی مرحبا صد مرحبا
ما شاء الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم.
MashaAllah, when we talk about mu'jizat Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, at various places we find such mu'jizat that obviously in line with our faith further. At the time of Ghazwa-e Khandaq, Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan, they presented themselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because obviously at that time it was decided that they would dig up a trench to fight the enemy. And whilst digging up the trench, there was a very strong hill, you can say, that came, and all Sahaba, they tried, they couldn't.
Strong rock inside
there. A very strong rock, that they couldn't break it. And they went in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, stating the problem that they're facing. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who hasn't eaten for a few days.
Allah.
And due to hunger, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had tied few stones on his blessed stomach.
Amen.
In this state, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gets up, picks up the shovel, the pickaxe, and strikes the big rock with such a in such a way that it breaks up within one strike. And they say it seemed as if it was a pile of sand.
Shema.
The same strong rock which various Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan, they could not break it. With one strike of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it seemed as if it is a pile of sand.
It itself is a mu'jiza of Rasulullah.
It's a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And further, Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala, he states that when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this state, that he's hungry and he hasn't eaten from the past couple of days. He couldn't see Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam in this state. Look at the love of Sahaba alayhim ridwan as well. At the same time as we were talking about the mu'jizat of Mustafa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how ardent followers and devotees these Sahaba alayhim ridwan were. That they, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that I couldn't see Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam in this state. So I went back home and I asked my wife that, have we got anything in home to eat? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is in such state. Do we have anything in home? Then she radiallahu ta'ala anha, she replied that we don't have anything apart from one sa' of barley. And he radiallahu ta'ala anha said that kneel that down, make it in a dough, and I will sacrifice the goat. And prepare a feast for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam so he could eat the food and his hunger can go away. She radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, yeah, sure, but go and ask Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam to come to our house. And make sure not many people come, because the food is not enough for many people. So make sure Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam comes with some of his companions. So that if various people come, then obviously the food will not be sufficient for all of them. And this would be a mean of embarrassment for us because we are hosts. So make sure not many people come. So Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, he goes to invite Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, saying that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I have a bit of barley at home and a bit of meat, so I prepared a feast for you, so please come with me and have that feast, have that meal. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam invites all the Sahaba akram alayhi wa ridwan, all the companions that were present, that Jabir radiallahu ta'ala has invited us today, so let's go to his house and have the meal. So Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala became a bit worried over here that obviously the food is not enough at home, and Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has asked all the Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan to come along, and now that food would not be sufficient. However, it was the order, the command of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So all the companions alayhi wa ridwan, they accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to the house of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala. And Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, that do not start cooking the bread, the rotis until I don't come. And do not start serving the curry, the salan, until I don't come. So as Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, along with all the companions alayhi wa ridwan, go to the house of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam mixes his blessed saliva in the flour, in the dough flour, the dough that has been prepared to make the bread. He alayhi salatu wasalam mixes his saliva in there and mixes his blessed saliva in the curry, in the salan that was being prepared. So, and he sallallahu ta'ala wasalam said, now start serving everyone. So in the narration it comes that they kept serving all the Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan, and approximately 1,000 Sahaba, they came. They ate to their satisfaction. They ate to their satisfaction, their hunger. And at the end, all the barley that was dough to prepare the loaves and all the curry that was served to all the Sahaba Karam alayhim wa ridwan, that was still in the same quantity as it was before.
Subhanallah.
So not only that sufficed all the Sahaba Karam alayhim wa ridwan, but it remained as much as it was. So this also shows us the greatness of the la'ab dahan of the blessed saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in the same waqiyah, the blessed sons of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, they also, obviously, when you read the book of Sirah, we come to know that they also passed away. There's another context in the background, but they also passed away, the both of the sons. Now, as this was happening, the wife of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anha, she knew this, but Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anha, at that time he didn't know that his sons have passed away. But look at the patience of the wife of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she didn't tell him. So, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason for which he has come, which is to eat. So his hunger goes away, so he doesn't get distressed. So they kept this, they didn't disclose this secret. So the dead bodies of the blessed sons are in the house in the other room, whereas Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is over here. Mm-hmm. Now Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam descends and says that Allah azza wa jalla is saying that ask Jabir to bring his sons as well. Now Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam obviously asked Jabir alayhi salatu radiallahu ta'ala to bring his sons. And Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam had told this news of unseen to Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam that this has happened. When Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Jabir radiallahu ta'ala to bring his sons, since Jabir radiallahu ta'ala asked his wife that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is calling the sons, bring him, call them in. Obviously now she had to disclose that this has happened. So when she disclosed this, obviously Jabir radiallahu ta'ala also became very anxious, very distressed and worried. Now he came back in the room and relayed the whole incident to Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now what does Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam do? Through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam with, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam resurrected the both demised sons back to life of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala. And both sons that had passed away, they also came back to life, they were also resurrected. And the goat that Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala had sacrificed for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam collected all the bones, did dua to Allah azza wa jal, and the goat also resurrected. The goat came back to life as well. So we come to know within this one incident, the various mu'jizat, the mu'jiza, the miracle of the power of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the mu'jiza, the miracle of the lu'ab-e-dahn, blessed life of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the authority of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam upon bringing the dead people back to life. All these miracles we can see in this one incident of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which enlivens our faith further to see that how fortunate we are to be among the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are learning the mu'jizat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ek main kya mere is yahan ki haqeeqat kitni, mujhse 100 lakh ko kaafi hai. Ishara tera.
Ek main
ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے مردے جلا دی
ہمارا کیا
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we're talking about the mu'jizat of Mustafa صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. For husool barakat, I would like to mention one of the mu'jizat, miracle of Mustafa صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. For the interest of viewers of Madani Channel, the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. This has been mentioned, this waqia, one of the most authentic books of Ahadith. Now, what is the waqia? What is the parable? Let's listen with the ears of your heart, out of love and devotion. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that once he takes oath on the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he says that there was a time that I was so much hungry that I was putting my stomach onto the ground out of hunger. And then I went onto the place where the people would walk and go through, pass by. And I saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Aka Kareem alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, passed by me. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam looked at me and smiled. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Jiski taskeen se rote huwe has pade. Us tabassum ki adat se laakho salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. I think because of the smile of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, half of hunger could have gone. This is the Ushak's point of view of looking at things. But anyway, now he says, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he looked at my face and he understood what's the matter. Farbaya, O Abu Huraira, I said, Labbayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He said, come with me sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And I started walking behind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam reached to the blessed home Mubarak, then inquired that who has brought this milk? When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw, there was a piala of a milk, bowl of a milk, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw and asked from where it has come from. Subhanallah. From the family, it was told that fulan sahabi, so and so sahabi or sahabiya, she has sent as a hadiyah, right, as a gift. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam ordered, call ahl al-suffa. Call the people of Suffa. They were the ones they used to study in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was one of the first universities in the history of Islam where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would teach. Those were the people, they had left their houses, they had left everything, but they had interest in Islam, and they would come and sit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Aka Kareem would teach them, do their tazkiyah nafs. Subhanallah, what a blessed personalities they were. So now Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, call them. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who says that Ahl al-Suffa alayhi ridwan, they are the guests of Islam. They didn't have no house, and they had a raghbat and interest in Islam. They did not have no maal or dawlat, wealth. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would get any sadaqah, any maal would come, the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would distribute to them. And he would not take anything for himself. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would get any hadiyah, because sadaqah was anyway Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not take, but hadiyah Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam would take for himself. So whenever any hadiyah would come, he alayhi salatu wa sallam, he would also use for himself, and he would include them, others too, into that hadiyah. Subhanallah. When I was told that go and call Ahl al-Suffa, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, it was very hard for me, because I myself was very hungry at that time and thirsty at that time, and I thought that what will happen if I will call the Ahl al-Suffa, they will come, other companions will come, it's just very little milk, that how will it be sufficient for everyone? Nobody will be able to fulfill their stomach, and definitely I will be serving, so I will be the last one to drink. So I think I won't even get the milk to drink. But anyway, this was the ata'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was the order of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I had to follow. And I went And I called Ahle Sufa. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I inquired the ijazat, permission. What a adab of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam escort. Each and every step they are doing, sahaba ikram, they are taking permission. Even they do not raise their volume in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was adab Mustafa. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala says, I took permission from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave them ijazat and permission. They came in and they said, Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said to me, I said, Labbayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah said, take this bowl of milk and then present to the Ahl Sufa. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, I took that and I would give it to each Sahabi, the Rasul, they would have come in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They would drink milk from it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Everyone would drink, then would give it to the next, would give back to me and I would give it to the next one. He would drink full stomach, sufficiently he would drink, and then he would give me back, then I would give it to the next, then I would give it to the next. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, when he, radiallahu ta'ala, says that when everybody was like satisfied by drinking, they quenched their thirst. Now what happened? Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam put his dust-e mubarak onto that, subhanallah. And he looked at me and smiled, subhanallah, and said, oh Abu Huraira, now you are left, subhanallah, now you drink. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, you're absolutely right, said, sit down and drink. Then I sat down and I started drinking the milk. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam said, drink, I drank. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam continuously started saying, drink, more and more, subhanallah. There was a time when I was satisfied and I quenched my thirst. Allahu Akbar. Then I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I take oath on the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala who has sent you, who has to us, subhanallah. And my dear Islamic brothers, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, I am now satisfied. I don't have no space further. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam further said, okay, now show me. I presented the piala in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, recited Bismillah, and whatever was left in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam drank himself. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's mu'jiza. And Allah has mentioned the waqiyah. Kyu janabe Abu Huraira? کیسا تھا وہ جامع شیر کیوں جناب ابو ہریرہ کیسا تھا وہ جامع شیر جس سے 70 صاحبوں کا دودھ سے
کیوں جناب ابو ہریرہ تھا وہ کیسا جامع شیر کیوں جناب ابو ہریرہ کیوں جناب ابو ہریرہ کیوں جناب ابو ہریرہ تھا وہ کیسا جامع شیر اتنے صاحبوں کا جس سے 70 صاحبوں کا دودھ سے وہ پھر گیا جس سے 70 صاحبوں کا دودھ سے وہ پھر گیا اللہ 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 بندہ ملنے کو قریب حضرت قادر گیا
MashaAllah. Many Islami brothers, Ahl Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman says, you Janab Abu Huraira, kaisa tha wo jamishir? Oh, Abu Huraira, tell us, how was that milk, that jamishir, subhanAllah, how was that drink of milk? That when 70 Sahaba Kiram turned away their faces from that milk. You see, sometimes when you are satisfied, so you turn away your face away from that when you have it. See, 70 Sahibon ka doodh se, so this is the beauty of mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One piala of milk and 70 sahaba ikram, they satisfied from that. Subhanallah. Zee, Ammar bhai, what would you comment on this? Bukhari Sharif's waqiyah, mashallah.
Subhanallah, mashallah. It's an amazing waqiyah. But I think before we go towards the end of this silsila, I want to just briefly mention a summary of the few ahadith which shows also the respect that the animals had for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also to see the mu'jizat that the blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted in terms of the animals. So the very famous waqi'ah, the very famous incident where Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with his close companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and they're migrating towards Madinatul Munawwara, and they rest at a cave, and then Allah Azza wa Jal commands a tree to grow onto the right side of the cave, and then two pigeons are commanded to go and make their nest there, and also it is mentioned about a spider casting a web there. So now this whole incident, but the fact that these pigeons, they went and they sort of became a shield at that point. The Blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made look at the honor that they were granted for having respected the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now it is, the ulama state that even in the Blessed Haram, until this day and age, all the pigeons that are there, they're from the offspring of these two pigeons. Because the Blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted them that honor and that sa'adat. So now, along with that, we see another narration mentioned in Dalail al-Nubuwa, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. He says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered a garden for of the Ansar. And as he entered, some goats came and they prostrated before the Messenger of Allah. And having seen this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he says, Ya Rasulullah, kunna nahnu ahqqa bis-sujood laka min hadhihi al-ghanam. Ya Rasulullah, we are more worthy, we are more deserving of prostrating to you than these goats, these animals. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he says that nobody from my ummah should be prostrating before anyone other than Allah. And if I was to command anybody to prostrate and do sajda, I would command the wives to prostrate before their husbands. And one more waqi'ah also mentioned in Dalail al-Nubuwa is by Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam kana fi nafarin min al-muhajirin wal-ansar, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst a group of muhajirin and the ansar, those that had migrated, and then the ansar that were appointed as their brothers to help them. So faja'a ba'irun fasajada lah, and a camel came and it prostrated before the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, chand shak ho, peed bolein, janwar sajda karein, barakallah, mar jaye alam, yahi sarkar
hai. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Adar Anbiya could talk to the animals, right? And this is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam could also talk to the animals. There are so many mu'jizat, the time doesn't permit us, inshallah. So we'll be coming with other episodes and other programs, inshallah. We'll talk about various mu'jizat. But now time is very squeezed. We have to include one kalam, inshallah. Naz Khan is here.
Yaad mein
Very briefly, alhamdulillah, as the ummatis of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should never be losing hope. Like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a living miracle, even after his physical departure, even now, if somebody seeks from his court, he grants. And there are many narrations to support this, but time does not permit. But we should always be seeking. Whenever we're in a difficulty, we should know that Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us in the Quran as well, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. This is the quote that we go to.
I would like to add on to this, and final comment for me, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, beautifully said, the Islamic brothers, aaj le unki pana, aaj madad maang unse, kal na maanegi qayamat se, agar maan gaya, sahabai kiram alim ridwan, whenever they had a difficulty, they would go in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala, he got his eye damaged in one of the battles. He took his, the ball of the eye in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He did not go to any doctor, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam put the ball inside his eye, put his la'abi dahan, subhanallah, blessed saliva, and Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala, and that eye would become more brighter than the other eye. There was another sahabi kiram who got his hand cut off. He took his hand with in his other hand and went in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did a madani operation. Allahu Akbar. This was a surgery performed by the la'abi dahan of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says this hand is more powerful than the other one. Allahu Akbar. Which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam fixed it. This hand is more powerful. This was the aqidah of sahaba kiram. Whatever difficulty, whatever problem, they would go in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Mangenge, mange jayenge, muh mangi paayenge, sarkar ne na lahela hajat agar ki hai. Until tomorrow, keep watching Madani channel, and inshaAllah azza wa jal tomorrow with another beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet.